I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling is a live call-in radio program providing doctrinal dialogue, cultural commentary, and insightful interviews with some of today's foremost Christian authors and leaders. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Traveler's Rest. The goal of the church and the radio program is to seek the glory of God in the salvation of sinners and the sanctification of the saints by the ministry of the Word. For more information, go to www.knowingthetruth.org. Here with today's edition of Knowing the Truth is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome into this edition of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. Got a very exciting show planned for you here today. A broadcast where we're going to be talking about issues related to children primarily. I mean, of course, all the time when we discuss these various issues, whether they are specifically geared towards children or to adults, they certainly overflow into both of those areas. This one today is no different. We're going to be talking about a couple of issues that, while the books are maybe geared more towards children, they certainly have application for adults as well. What specifically am I talking about? I'm talking about we're doing a interview with a couple of authors today, Crossway authors, and one is Noelle Piper, and she has written a book called Do You Want a Friend? And so we're going to talk to Noelle here in just a minute about why she wrote this book and the bigger point that she's making here, more than just having friends in this world, the point being that the Lord Jesus Christ is the best of friends that we can possibly have. And then in the second half of the broadcast, we're going to switch gears just slightly because we're going to have a conversation with Kristen Ditchfield, and she has written a Family Guide to the Bible. And in that book, it's a book that is designed to help parents and grandparents teach their children the Bible. So we'll start off with a little bit more specific area, the focus specifically on friendship, about having a friend and having ultimately and hopefully the Lord Jesus Christ as your best friend. And then we'll broaden that a little bit in the second half of the broadcast when we speak to Kristen Ditchfield. Let's go right to the phone lines now. We've got Noelle Piper on the line here with us. Of course, her and her husband John have ministered since 1980 at Bethlehem Baptist Church in Minneapolis. She is a mother and a grandmother and the author of several books for children and adults, including another one from Crossway. I think we spoke with her about not that long ago, but it was entitled, Most of All, Jesus Loves You. And so with that, Noelle, welcome in once again to the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast.
Thank you. Glad to be with you today.
I mentioned to you, Noelle, the last time you were on with us that had the wonderful privilege of knowing John's dad, that he had spent the closing year of his life or so with us in some evening services over at Shepherd's Care Assisted Living Facility, and just really enjoyed learning about his ministry, enjoyed what your husband wrote, of course, and from Greenville Hospital System, very candidly about the final moments with his dad. And so just have really appreciated your ministry and the fact that you're Greenville natives, that makes it all the better.
Well, my husband is. I'm from Georgia, but close enough.
Close enough, yeah. That's good enough. You've written this book now about Do You Want a Friend, which, as I read through it, you know, obviously it's written for parents and grandparents in order to convey this thought to their children and grandchildren. What was your objective here in talking about this specific issue to children?
Well, I started out with the idea of a book called Most of All, Jesus is Your Friend, following up on the first one, Most of All, Jesus Loves You. And soon I realized that was not going to work because it's too unqualified a statement. I want children to know the gospel and that they need to be trusting Jesus as their Savior, and not to sound in any way like I'm just making a blanket promise that Jesus is your friend in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it turned into this book, Do You Want a Friend?, where I think about on each page one of the aspects of friendship that we treasure, and then come to the end and say, Jesus is the only friend who can do all of these things all of the time, who can be all of these things all of the time.
I think that this idea of friendship, of course, is something that is certainly inbred in us. It is created in us, a longing for companionship. I was just preparing for a wedding coming up on this weekend, and I was focusing in on those opening chapters in the book of Genesis. And, of course, there we find that it is not good. The first malediction in the scripture, a statement of something that is not good. It is not good for man to be alone. We're created for community, right? We're created for, as social beings, we long for intimacy and communion with other people. And that's what you're zeroing in on?
That's right. And as I was doing this, it was a great pleasure to me to discover so many places where Jesus talks about, or the scripture talks about Jesus being, doing the kinds of things that we want a friend to do, being the kind. So, for instance, one of the first pages in the book is, do you want a friend who loves you? Mm-hmm. And then on that page I have the scripture passage, nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted to point that out to our listeners. I have the book here in my hand, and so I wanted them to understand that each time that you mention one of these aspects of being a good and a faithful friend, you then add to those scripture verses that show that particular aspect or characteristic in our perfected, of course, in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You just mentioned the first one there from Romans chapter 8, of course, right, in verses 38 and 39. But as you go through the book, there's so many other aspects. So you write in the next page here, do you want a friend who comforts you when you're sad or sick? And we find in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul writing to the Corinthians about the fact that Christ can comfort us, that through Christ we share abundantly in comfort.
Right, and I did that I put those verses on the pages for at least two reasons. One is, I want the adults who are reading these books, to a child, to know that I didn't just randomly pick out things that we like about friendship. I wanted them to know this thought comes from Scripture. Yeah. And for them already to be tying it together in their minds with Jesus, even though Jesus is not pictured specifically on each of these pages. These are family and neighborhood friendships that anybody might find that are pictured on the pages. And then the second reason is, as a child gets older, then those Bible verses might all the more become part of the reading, not just the simple, do you want a friend who comforts you when you're sad or sick, but also then reading the verse, through Christ we share abundantly in comfort.
Mm. A lot of times at the beginning of a book, it will list a certain scripture passage maybe that was the foundational truth that the author wrote the book about. And I thought that I would find at the front of yours maybe Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 24 that says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
Maybe next edition.
Okay. Is that the verse, though, that you had in mind as you were putting together this particular volume?
No, I wouldn't say I had a verse in mind in particular. What I would say is that sometimes when I'm feeling low or discouraged, one of the things that really helps me is either to go to Scripture, or sometimes I've watched the Jesus film, and just look for things in there that show me what kind of a friend Jesus is. That kind of personal connectedness with Jesus as friend I find very encouraging.
We've been doing a little bit of an expository study through the book of James, and it's interesting that this idea of friendship, especially friendship with God, is mentioned twice in the book of James. It alludes to the fact of Abraham was a friend of God. And then it also mentions that if you're a friend of the world, then you're an enemy of God. So in both of the, very practical book, of course, talking about a sincere and a legitimate, genuine profession of faith being followed up by good works afterwards. One of those things is the idea of friendship is built into that.
Yes, that's right.
When you look at these different aspects of the Lord Jesus Christ and friendship, I noticed in John's Gospel, Jesus says to his disciples, I no longer call you servants, or the actual word I think there is doulos, slaves, but not merely slaves, but he says, I call you friends. Is that, again, one of the verses that was in your mind as you were trying to point children to see Christ in as a friend?
Yes, I think that's a really important one, and I think that would probably be the thought that would draw me back to look for ways that Jesus is a friend when I'm discouraged.
Hmm. We certainly need a friend in this world, don't we? I not that your thoughts came out of, our own felt needs, if you will, or, you know, what we go through in this world, but we certainly need a friend, and we need a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. We're not a fair-weather friends. We need somebody that will be there through thick and thin, and you point out here in this book that is none other than the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
That's right. And then one of the side benefits is that I do think it will help a child understand better what real friendship is with humans. That's not the point of my book, but, I mean, before my book had been out more than a few days, I got an email from a friend who said she was hurrying out to get a copy of the book because her second grade daughter was having trouble with a friend at school who had dropped her, and this grandmother wanted to get the book to help strengthen her dependence on the Lord and help her understand better what friendship is and the God's power in friendship, so that when before the issue gets solved just by the normal passing of time, she has scriptural input about God's work in friendship and God's Jesus's friendship with the child.
Well, yeah, I certainly, obviously, am in the pastoral ministry myself. You and your husband there and your work at Bethlehem, of course, have seen many instances and heard many stories and talked to many couples, I'm sure. And a lot of times, the loss of friendship is something that can be, you know, very detrimental to some people.
Yes.
And so I think pointing out, you know, what true friendship is really like, modeled for us, of course, again, perfectly by the Lord Jesus Christ, is very important, because as believers, we should be good friends to our brothers and sisters in Christ. And so I think that's a very important element, as you say, a sub-message here in this book, but certainly one I think is vitally important.
Yes.
You know, you folks at Bethlehem, I've always appreciated you have a little a policy book, and I just want to make sure that our listeners are aware of this. But out on the website at Bethlehem's website, and maybe Noel, you could tell us what that is. But I remember reading a document out there that you have about your approach towards children's ministry. And, you know, you just talk very plainly about, our natural depravity and what, you know, the natural state of children and what needs to be overcome in order to for them to receive the gospel message and how we should conduct ourselves in that. And I really have found that document out there. In fact, I think I'm going to link to it on my website.
That'd be great. The website is hopeingod.org.
Hopeingod.org. Excellent. And I always thought that was a vital resource in our church in order to understand and lay the groundwork for children's ministry. We'll come back to our conversation in just a second. We've got to take a very quick commercial break. We're speaking with Noel Piper. Of course, her and her husband John have ministered since 1980 at Bethlehem Baptist Church in Minneapolis. She's a mother, a grandmother, and the author of several books for children. I've got books to give away, so I'll give you the number when we come back from the break. Be happy to give you a copy of this book so you can use it with your children or grandchildren. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org.
This is Dr. Susan Stegall of Integrative Health Group. Of the adult patients who come to our health care facility, 50 to 70% have already been placed on prescriptions for nervousness, depression, lack of motivation, anxiety, and lack of sleep. Effects of antidepressants are limited and have unwanted side effects and risks. There is complete resolution through a natural approach that works on the underlying causes. Find out more about answers to your health concerns by joining me for my show, Healthy Alternatives, heard each Tuesday at 12:30.
More and more, people are deciding to secure their family's safety by applying for a South Carolina concealed weapons permit. Dry Fire's class includes the NRA basic pistol course and state training requirements for a concealed carry permit. The class includes instruction from NRA-certified instructors, info on South Carolina gun laws, the written exam, and qualifying with a firearm on the outdoor range. Register for South Carolina's concealed weapons permit class by calling 608-1522 or log on to dry-fire.com. Here's Dr. Everett of Strides Nonprofit Tutoring with another academic tip.
Young people need a lot of free reading to build skills, but some parents worry that their child chooses books that are too easy. Actually, in the early grades, kids need a lot of reinforcement in those easy words. So don't worry, just be glad they're reading. Our website is www.stridestutor.org or call 246-9898.
It's great pizza for a great price. So pack up the family and head over to Stevie B's near Walmart on Woodruff Road in Greenville. At Stevie B's, you'll find friendly faces and at least a dozen pizzas out at all times. Or you can order a pizza. They'll make it fresh just for you at no extra cost. So visit Stevie B's today.
Hi, this is Pastor Kevin Bowling, and I want to take the time to thank John, Ruth, Carlos, and the good folks over there at Stevie B's Pizza for their support of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast.
Welcome back to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Information regarding the resources referenced on today's program can be found at www.knowingthetruth.org. Now, here to continue with today's program is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome back into the second segment of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. We're in a discussion with Noelle Piper about her latest book, Do You Want a Friend? And we'll go back to that discussion in just a minute. Let me, first of all, give you the number here to call in. I want you to participate and call in regarding our subject here today about friendship with the Lord Jesus Christ and about maybe children's ministry in general. But that number is 1-888-660-WLFJ. That's 1-888-660-9535. I've got some books to give away, courtesy of Crossway Books. That's www.crossway.org, and you can go out there and find out more about this book. But I have a few here with me in the studio, and so if you'd like a copy of this book for your question or comment for our special guest today, I'll certainly make sure that one gets put in your hands. I want to give you a couple of program notes about next week's broadcast. Well, let me say, first of all, at the bottom of the hour, we'll be speaking with Kristen Ditchfield, also a Crossway author. We'll be speaking with her about a family guide to the Bible. So stay tuned here after our interview with Noelle. Kristen is up right behind her, and that'll be an interesting interview as well. But I want to give you a brief heads up for next week's broadcast. First of all, I had to reschedule this one that I was looking forward to for a long period of time. But this is, I'll be doing an interview with Dr. David Gordon, and he wrote a book called Why Johnny Can't Preach. And you probably are familiar with that title from the aspect of there's been books written about why Johnny can't read, why Johnny can't write. Well, here's a play off of that, Why Johnny Can't Preach. And so we'll be talking about that next week. And then also, Dr. Danny Aiken will be with me on the broadcast next week, and we'll be talking about his book, a massive volume called A Theology for the Church. A Theology for the Church. We're going to be talking about the upcoming SBC, the Southern Baptist Convention. We'll be talking about the church in general and the general status of the church. And so we'll be looking forward to those two broadcasts next week. Let me, one final word or event that's coming up that I want to make sure you're aware of. And that is the Hunger Hurts event that's coming up over at Liquid Highway, specifically at their East North Street location from June 25th until the 27th. They're having an event. They're going to have a number of folks that will be actually doing a time of being up on the roof over there. Do you say roof or roof? What do you say, Isaac? Roof or roof? You say roof. Okay, he says roof. It depends where you're from in the country, but either one of these two things, we have these two different events that are taking place over there. And all of this event will benefit local food banks. That's the point. So you can go out to the website. There's a website, www.helphungerhurts.org. You know that people are hurting during this time. The economy is poor and some people are out of jobs. And so we want to do whatever we can to help some of these folks that are out of work through these food banks that are here located in the Greenville area. I'll tell you more about that in the weeks to come. Okay, let's go back to our discussion with Noel. Noel, what do you say? Roof or rough?
Well, I say roof, but I'm from Georgia. The people around here say roof.
Well, I said them both, so I think we got them covered. We got South Carolina covered. We got Minneapolis covered. We got from New York, so we got that covered as well. In your book here, Noel, I was just reading during the break, you know, the statements that are made by the Lord Jesus Christ about being a friend. And I noticed in the passage that I turned to in John chapter 15 that there's a verse here just before the verse that I wanted to get to in verse 11, John 15, 11. It says this, these things have I spoken unto you that your joy, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. Now, that's a verse that, of course, your husband has expounded upon many, many times, the idea of us finding our joy in the Lord Jesus Christ.
And it's here in the book, too, on the page where the question is, do you want a friend who makes you happy?
I noticed that, and I noticed that the idea there, again, leave it to one of the pipers to build in the idea of finding our ultimate joy in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I wanted to point out to the listeners that then flowing out of that idea of joy in the subsequent verses, then in verse 12 it says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And then it says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. So we see this pattern here in the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, he is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He is certainly our friend, and he has done many things for us, including his death on the cross and earning for us a righteousness that we could not earn for ourselves. But then he kind of passes that torch off to us, doesn't he? To say that we need, based upon what he has done, the foundation he has laid, we need to be a friend and to be friendly towards other people.
Well, that would certainly be an implication, yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I use that verse, too, greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. And on the pages that are coming to the climax where we're actually presenting the gospel, where I'm actually presenting the gospel to children. And what I want, one thing I want to be sure to point out is that the people who are pictured in this book are every color of people, mm-hmm. and many disabilities represented as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, while I'm not actually speaking about that in the flow, those are the people, the kinds of people that are representing friendship. Because it's very important to me to realize that every person who exists is made in God's image, whatever their abilities or disabilities, whatever their color. And I want to say a word here publicly of thanks to Gail Schoonmaker, mm-hmm. who was the illustrator and did that. Portrayed that so well.
I noticed that in the book. Actually, I didn't notice it when I first read through it, that there were people from all different national origins in here. There's Asians and black folks and just a number of different folks. And then also, like you mentioned, I now see in the pictures here that there's one woman who is pictured in a wheelchair, and another one has a man has braces and a cane that he's walking with. And I didn't notice that. And in one way, I'm kind of glad that I didn't notice that, because I think that, you know, that I don't know. I'm just glad that I didn't notice that, or it didn't stick out to me. I wanted to make the point, though, that we talk a lot about our churches should be blended fellowships, should be places where people, where we're colorblind, where it doesn't matter what you know, race you come from, and we should all worship together. Well, you folks at Bethlehem have really demonstrated that. I've never actually been there, but I've read articles and testimonies of people that have been there that say that this is what Bethlehem is really looks like.
Well, and part of what it means to look like that is that you really keep working at it, because it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
To be the church for all kinds of people, but yet we're going to be all together in heaven.
Amen.
And it's a good time to start practicing.
You know, Noel, this book would be an excellent resource for VBS. I know that a lot of churches during the summertime still do vacation Bible schools. And this would make an excellent resource for that,
right?
Don't you think?
Sunday school classes, any kind of situation where there are children, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Noel, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule there with the ministry at Bethlehem, but also from now your busy writing schedule and your time as a mother and grandmother, for being with us on the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Okay. It was a pleasure to speak with you as well. That was Noel Piper. Of course, her and her husband, John, have ministered at Bethlehem Baptist Church in Minneapolis for many, many years, ever since 1980. And so here's a wonderful little book. If you're looking for just a wonderful little book to give to either new mothers or grandmothers in order to help them in their ministry of sharing the gospel with their children and grandchildren, this would be a wonderful little resource for you. I highly recommend it. And so we'll come back in just a minute. We'll be speaking with Kristen Ditchfield. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org.
With tail-thrashing dinosaurs, 5 state-of-the-art theaters, plus an incredible 160 exhibits, the Creation Museum presents a journey through history that will capture your imagination and appeal to your senses. Walk through the lush Garden of Eden and see exotic animals. Voyage with Noah on the Ark, or buckle into your planetarium seat and prepare for liftoff. Seats rumble and a cool mist rises in our special effects theater, and animatronic people converse with our guests. Come face to face with a monstrous moving sauropod and have your children settle up on our triceratops. Browse through our Dragon Hall bookstore to find the latest in DVDs, reference books, and curricula. And our beautiful outdoor gardens lend a finishing touch to your museum experience. Located minutes from the Cincinnati airport, the Creation Museum provides 60,000 square feet of family fun. Prepare to believe.
Here's Dr. Everett of Strides Nonprofit Tutoring with another academic tip.
Sometimes a student has a reading assignment that's just too hard. Here's a way to help a child get through tough material. Trade words. You read one, he reads one. It not only helps the child make it through the text, but the student reads every one of the words along the way. It's a great bonding time, too, as you support your child. Our website is stridestutor.org or call 246-9898.
It's great pizza for a great price. So pack up the family and head over to Stevie D's, near Walmart on Woodruff Road in Greenville. At Stevie D's, you'll find friendly faces and at least a dozen pizzas out at all times. Or you can order a pizza, and they'll make it fresh just for you at no extra cost. So visit Stevie D's today.
Hi, this is Pastor Kevin Bowling, and I want to take the time to thank John, Ruth, Carlos, and the good folks over there at Stevie D's Pizza for their support of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast.
Welcome back to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Information regarding the resources referenced on today's program can be found at www.knowingthetruth.org. Now, here to continue with today's program is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome back into the second half of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast today. In the first half, we spoke with Noel Piper, and now we're going to switch gears just slightly, really, because we're still talking about the Bible. We're still talking about the things of God, and we're talking about them in the in the category, if you will, or in the genre of new books that have just been written. And the first one there with Noelle Piper, we were talking about it in the aspect of friendship, a new book that she had written about Do You Want to Be a Friend? And now we're going to talk with Kristen Ditchfield about the latest book that she has written, one that I've been anticipating for a long period of time. It's called A Family Guide to the Bible. It's a family guide to the Bible. And let me tell you a little bit about Kristen. You may remember from when she's been on the program with us before, but she's certainly a popular conference speaker, and she's an author of more than 50 books, including other ones that I've had her on the program for, like A Family Guide to Narnia, and then A Family Guide to the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. I think we spoke with her about Prince Caspian as well. She is also the host of an internationally syndicated radio program called Take It to Heart. I think they play her segments here on Christian Talk 660 as well. And she also holds a master's degree in biblical theology from Southwestern University. And so it's always a pleasure to have Kristen on the radio program. And specifically today, it's a pleasure to have her on again about this particular book. Kristen, welcome to the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure for me to talk with you.
I love this book so much, Kristen, because I think that the idea of going back to the basics about pointing directly to the scriptures and producing a resource here that will help people to do that is critical to where we find ourselves in evangelicalism today.
Well, there is such an issue with, biblical illiteracy. So many of us don't have the background that we need to feel confident teaching our kids, our friends and neighbors, people that we're witnessing to or discipling. You know, my parents tell me stories about how their teachers used to read scripture to them in public schools, and I kind of shake my head and find that hard to imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we live in a very different world than even 20, 30, 40 years ago, and anything that we can do, anything that I can do to help parents, grandparents, teachers, families, individuals get a better understanding of God's Word, and so that we can share it with others. That is truly my passion.
Well, I think that that's so important. I actually have an interview that will be taped, but directly after this one with Dr. Albert Moeller about his latest book, which is called The Disappearance of God. And in that book, he lays out the case for where we are at in our society today. And, of course, one of the important pieces is that the church do the work that the church has been ordained to do, and that is primarily teaching the scriptures, preaching and teaching the Word of God, which, seems so basic that it hardly seems to be worth stating. But where we find ourselves today, unfortunately, we've got to go back to the basics and do these foundational things over again in order to lay the foundation for what needs to come afterwards. So I think that your book is excellent. I think this idea of, giving a summary of each one of the 66 books of the Bible, talking about the main message in the book, and then delving down a little bit deeper, giving a little bit of some facts and some background about, who wrote the book and under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, what were they tasked to do in writing this? I think that that is extremely important for Christian parents and grandparents today.
Well, there is a lot to learn, and if you didn't grow up in a Christian home or go to a Christian school, or even if you did, sometimes you can miss some of the important parts.
Mm-hmm.
You hear the same, five stories in Sunday school over and over again and think that's all there is to the Bible, but there is so much more to explore. And so what I've tried to do is kind of give you a little Bible 101, what's in it, where to find it, and how it all fits together, in the hopes that as you understand more about the scripture and how does this book relate to that book, and wait, I thought there were some more stories about David, but they aren't here. Where would I find those?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're in that book over there. That it just will help help us increase our appreciation for our understanding for the scripture, and really nothing could be more important.
Hmm. I did this same thing with the adults in our congregation. I went through and I did an introduction to each of the 27 books of the New Testament Scripture. And so we talked about what is the main message in each of those 27 books that we find there in the New Testament. And then I went back, after 27 weeks of doing that, I went back and I started to do expository studies on selected books of the New Testament Scripture. But obviously, in doing that, I felt the same need that you must have felt in writing this particular book. Let me give people here just a little flavor for what they will find. Take a book like Lamentations, not the most popular of books that people would tend to go to, but you put here the title of the book, you know, Lamentation, the author, Jeremiah, the audience, the people of God living in the ruins of Jerusalem in captivity in Babylon, the setting that it was written approximately 586 B.C. to 584 B.C., and then you give a paragraph or so about the story that's there, and then you lay out the message, and you even pull from that a key verse or a passage that kind of summarizes the entire message of the book. I think that this is a very simple, it's got a few other things here, making a connection and a few other facts that are here. And then a little application section maybe where it just says, think about it, taking the theological point and turning it into a homiletical point, using preacher terms here, but doing that in order to make the application. I think that's a great methodology that you use in this book.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, I was actually inspired. I began, as you know, as you mentioned earlier, with a family guide to Narnia, trying to help parents pull out those scriptures in real simple bullet point form that are in C.S. Lewis's The Chronicles of Narnia. And I was speaking at a church one weekend. I was actually doing a women's retreat, and they asked me, they heard I had written about Narnia, would I come and do children's church while I was there? Well, sure, I love kids. I used to be a teacher. So we did children's church, and there was a group of parents standing in the back. And when I got done with the presentation on Narnia, they came running up to me and gathered around me and said, you know, you need to do this with the Bible. And I thought that was very sweet. I kind of laughed and said, well, oh, thank you. And they said, no, seriously. And they began to share their stories with me. They hadn't grown up in a Christian church, a Christian home, or maybe they grew up in a church where they weren't taught the scriptures, and they're desperate for some help, some guidance. And so we use kind of the same format as if you've seen A Family Guide to Narnia, then you know, just bullet points, simple, straightforward information. There is a wealth of resources out there, and I have some sections in the back explaining how to use some of those, you know, encyclopedias and handbooks and concordances. This isn't the only book you'll ever need about the Bible, but I'm hoping it's a good place to start.
Oh, I think it's an excellent place to start, and I would highly recommend this, and I'd like to do this for our listening audience. This would make a wonderful Father's Day gift, to tell you the truth. I've been involved in men's ministries and have spoken at a few of them as well. And men are looking for, they understand from Psalm 78 and from Deuteronomy 6 that they are tasked by Almighty God with the work of training their children in the things of God. But sadly, they don't really know how to do that job, and they really don't know where to look for a methodology to go through this. Well, here would be a wonderful resource for you. I want to let the folks know I do have copies of this book, again, courtesy of Crossway, to give away on the broadcast today. And so let me give them the number here. It's 1-888-660-WLFJ. That's 1-888-660-9535. I would love to put one of these books in your hand. And if you're listening to the audio archive afterwards and you weren't able to call in, I would just point you to crossway.org. That's www.crossway.org. You can go there and find out about how to get a copy for yourself. This is money well invested. Let me tell you that. It's not very expensive to start with, but it's money well invested in your family, in your children's life. It's your responsibility before God, fathers, to do this, and mothers as well. And so I think that this would reap tremendous benefits and a great reward for you. We'll talk more about it when we come back in just a few moments.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ditchfield with Take It to Heart Ministries. It's been one of the most popular shows on television. 16 contestants spend 39 days in a remote tropical location. There they compete in a series of jungle survival games. Each week, the competitors stand before a tribal council. One by one, their peers vote them off the site and out of the game. Millions of people have tuned in to watch the moment of truth to see who will survive the game and win the grand prize of $1 million. You know, one day, every one of us will face our own moment of truth. But that moment won't be featured on a TV show. It's not about a $1 million prize. It's a question of where we will spend eternity, in heaven or in hell. It's not up to a tribal council to decide our fate. We will stand before our Creator, the Almighty God. The Bible tells us man is destined to die once and after that to face judgment. No one else will have any say in how we are judged. They can't vote for us or against us. Manipulation and scheming won't save us. We can't achieve immunity by successfully completing unpleasant tasks. The only way we can survive our day of judgment is to form an alliance with Jesus Christ. He's the only one who can help us. Jesus explained, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Bible tells us we've all been disqualified from the game of life. We've all sinned, broken God's rules. But God is a merciful judge. He wants every one of us to have the opportunity to win. He sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross and pay the penalty for our sins. All we have to do is believe and receive the gift of eternal life that God so freely offers. Will you be a survivor? The choice is yours. For a transcript of this broadcast, visit our website at takeittoheartradio.com. And remember, it's not enough to know God's Word. You've got to take it to heart.
The housing slump could drive prices down 15%.
Where another earthquake has hit, this an aftershock.
The unemployment rate is rising.
There's enough news that's depressing, negative, and downright frightening. You're going to need something to counteract it. We have the programs to set your mind on things above. You found Christian Talk 660.
Welcome back to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Information regarding the resources referenced on today's program can be found at www.knowingthetruth.org. Now, here to continue with today's program is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome back into the last segment of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. That means you only have about 10 minutes or so. If you'd like a copy of this particular book that we're talking about right now, it's going to take your question or your comment as you call in today to ask a question of our special guest, Kristen Ditchfield. We're talking about A Family Guide to the Bible. It's an excellent resource. I think you could hear the passion in my voice as I was talking about just how necessary this particular book is in our culture today. We must teach our family the Bible. I was speaking to a men's group just recently, and I stressed the fact that, men have been called specifically to sanctify their wives. This is the terminology that's used by the Apostle Paul in the Scriptures. We've been called to teach our children the Scriptures, you know, to pass along what we have learned. We see this in the idea of all of the items in the Old Testament where we're told are helps to remembrance. You know, the stones that were piled up as they went through the Jordan River. Why are these stones here? You know, our children will come and ask, and they're here because God has delivered us. When God delivered us, to remind us. Even in the New Testament, Jesus says, "Do this in remembrance of me." And so we've got to teach our children these wonderful truths of the Scripture, and here is a tremendous resource for you to be able to do that. I wanted to make sure that you're aware of that. 1-888-660-WLFJ, 1-888-660-9535. Be happy to get you on the air and then also get one of these books into your hand. We've got Ron from Greenville is up right now. Ron, you got a question for Kristen today?
Yeah, hey, I'm just curious. What is this? Is it like a very large outline of the Bible?
Kristen, how about you answer that one?
Yeah, that's a great question, Ron. No, actually, it's kind of like a Cliff Notes guide to the Bible. There are a couple chapters at the beginning that explain the message of the Bible and the authority of the Bible, where we got the Bible, how do we know we can trust it. And then we go book by book through each book of the Bible, the 66 books, two or three pages, some are shorter, some are a little bit longer, with bullet points, paragraphs,
little sidebars and illustrations. And then at the back, there's another section with chapters on how to have family devotions, how to use Bible resources to further your Bible study, Bible reading plans, and that sort of thing. So more like a Cliff Notes or Spark Notes version of the Bible, you know, kind of picking out the highlights. Although I'll tell you, that was very hard to do. Mm-hmm. How do you pick the highlights of the Bible? It's all wonderful stuff.
Amen. Good point.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm really curious about it. I've never looked at Cliff Notes, so now you got my attention. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Ron. Let me read this section out of the introduction, and this may explain it even a little bit more thoroughly for people. It says this: there are literally hundreds of fabulous Bible commentaries, handbooks, and encyclopedias written by Bible scholars available to us today. And if you have the time and inclination, you can spend hours getting lost in their pages, learning all kinds of fascinating facts and information. But unfortunately, for most of us, time is the one thing we don't have much of. And frankly, the thought of wading through some of those 800-page epics can be just a little daunting of an original task, as the original task. Talk about information overload. A Family Guide to the Bible was written to help busy parents, grandparents, and teachers with the basics. What's in the Bible, where to find it, and how it all fits together. And so that's just a little bit of an introduction by Kristen here in the beginning of the book, explaining what you would find here. Kristen, you've got all of those segments that I talk about, a summary of 66 books of the Bible, but then you've also added some other resources to the book here as well. Would you explain a couple of those to us?
Sure. You know, like I mentioned to Ron, there's a section on how to have family devotions or personal devotions and Bible study. And there's some lists at the back that I compiled that I'm really excited about. I've talked to some parents and said, okay, that's going to be helpful. Mm-hmm. List of Old Testament stories that everyone should know, New Testament stories that everyone should know, and where you can find them. Scriptures on topics that if you're dealing with kids, you're likely to have to, you know, you're going to have some questions, like how to overcome fear. What does the Bible teach about heaven? You know, what's going to happen to us? And are there any scriptures that specifically speak to kids? Well, there are lists of those in the back where you can find them quickly and easily, and hopefully they'll be helpful to Sunday school teachers and youth workers as well.
Hmm. You also have a section here on maps of the Bible land, and so those are always helpful. A lot of times people just skip over those, but if you're going through something like the Book of Acts and you're talking about the missionary journeys of the Apostle Paul, I think it's extremely helpful and instructive to be able to look at these maps and just see the types of hardships that the apostles and the early missionaries went through in order to get the gospel message out. Also, I want to mention that in the beginning of the book, you know, of these helps and resources, in the beginning of those, at the end of the book, it says this: how to study the Bible, choosing a translation, using Bible dictionaries, encyclopedia, and concordances, Bible study tips, a Bible a reading plan. Where in the scripture you'll find, as you just talked about, a number of different aspects is in there as well. So there's so much here in this little help. It's only, 280-some pages, I think, and so, 300 pages total. And so I just highly recommend it. It's a great format for us. Let's go back to the phone line here. We've got, I don't know who's on the line here on this particular one, but we'll go ahead and go to the phone line. Hello.
Hi. I have a question. I was wondering if you have a husband who is, say, either not saved or very liberal in his viewpoint and wants to share the Bible but says things that you know are not accurate. What advice might you have in that situation? I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, being the guest on the program, Kristen, you get first shot.
That is a difficult situation to be in when you are trying to raise kids and you have different views of what the scripture teaches, whether one of you is more liberal or the other is more conservative. And, there's a lot of what the scripture teaches about being respectful, about not undercutting each other and our authority, and that's a difficult place to walk, and I'd encourage you to really pray that God gives you wisdom. But maybe the simplest thing that you can do is keep pointing your kids back to what the scripture actually says.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is what the Bible says, without specifically contradicting your husband, and maybe you can say, well, this is what I understand the Bible to say. This is what I believe Jesus has shown me as I've read his word. I it's a difficult situation, and we'll certainly keep you in our prayers.
Well, that is an excellent point. I was thinking along the same lines. First of all, of course, the Bible speaks about the idea that an unbelieving spouse can be won by the chaste conversation, by the living out of the gospel of the other spouse. Specifically, it talks about unbelieving husbands and the chaste conversation and lifestyle that is there, not just the words, but also the walk, the lifestyle of the believing wife. And so that first and foremost, and of course, bathing all of these things in prayer, that you're praying, obviously, constantly, that the Holy Spirit, God, in his infinite mercy and his grace would change your husband's heart, that he would bring him to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior and regenerate him and bring him to the knowledge of the truth. So all those things are certainly important. But then I would say that in some cases we find in the Bible that women are take up the responsibility because of what was lacking in the God-given responsibility being taken up by the men in the family. And so I would do just what Kristen had said there, to continue to point your children back to specifically what the Bible says. That this, you know, we go back to the Word of God. It's the touchstone of everything. And so we keep going back to the Word and to the testimony, to the law and to the testimony. If it doesn't agree with these, it's because there's no light in them. So that's what I would do as well. This is what, let them read it for themselves. As you go through this book with your children, open up the Bible. In fact, the Bible is quoted repeatedly, repletely in this volume that Kristen has put together. And so you can let them read it for themselves and let the Word of God, where the power is, be unleashed for itself. So let the Bible speak, I think, is really the message there, and I hope that helps. We don't have a name associated with that. It was just an anonymous friend, and we pray that the Lord would bless her efforts there. Let's go back. Do we have somebody else? Nope, I thought somebody else was on the phone line. Kristen, what would be, we're in the final minutes of the broadcast now, and so what final word of encouragement would you give to people or a resource that you've compiled here would you highlight for the people that are listening today?
Well, I think if I had to give one piece of advice to parents and grandparents or teachers when it comes to raising our children in our faith, the most important thing I think you can do is to have a love for the Word of God yourself. To have a passion and a hunger for it so that your kids see that this is something you love, that this is something you live by. And if they see that, if just once they could see you with tears streaming down your face and your Bible open in front of you, if they can hear you talking with passion about what God is speaking to your heart, I think that goes a long way in lighting a fire in their heart. So I encourage you, if you don't have that hunger, well, ask God to give it to you and begin to do whatever it takes to get to know his word and be familiar with it so that you are confident and enthusiastic and excited about sharing it with your kids.
That is an excellent word. So often, you know, I think people use that well-known phrase, but unfortunately it's an unbiblical phrase, you know, do as I say and not as I do. And, you know, children have an uncanny ability to spot hypocrisy. They seem to have a God-given gift to spot hypocrisy a mile away. And things are better caught than taught. And so this idea of demonstrating these things in our life will go a tremendous way to our children believing what we're talking about. I pray that, you know, this is the legacy that we leave with our children, that they say, I remember seeing my mom or my dad on their knees in prayer. I remember them trying to reach out to neighbors with the gospel message. I remember them, you know, as going to church on a regular basis and reading our Bibles. That's the type of legacy we need to leave as Christians. Kristen, thank you very much for being with us on the program today. We certainly appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Let me point people to www.crossway.org. That's www.crossway.org. you'd like a copy of either of the two books that we've been talking about today, Do You Want a Friend by Noel Piper, and then also A Family Guide to the Bible by Kristen Ditchfield. Be sure to check out Crossway. They've got a number of great books out there, great resources for you to grow in grace and to teach your family the Bible. Looking forward to next week. I mentioned we'll be speaking with Dr. David Gordon, Why Johnny Can't Preach, and then also A Theology for the Church with Danny Aiken. Looking forward to it. See you then.
You've been listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Travelers Rest. For more information about the church and radio ministry, visit us on the web at knowingthetruth.org.
The opinions expressed on today's program are those of the announcers, their guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of His Radio Network, the Radio Training Network, or Clear Channel Communications.
Life-changing teaching and talk for the Carolinas and Georgia. Christian Talk 660. WLFJ, Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson. Listening to this radio station could change your life. Thanks for giving us a try. We're Christian Talk 660.